Mooney at rte.ie is the address you can send any stories or queries to, which is exactly what Claire O'Connor from Tullamore in County Offaly did.
So it was around Monday evening at around 7, 8 o'clock, and I was in the kitchen, and it was just after dinner, and my parents noticed this, like, a wasp, but it wasn't a wasp, crawling along the kitchen window. And at first we thought it was like a wasp or a bee, but then we realised it was like a strange insect that we had never really seen before. So he had like red, yellow kind of legs, and he had wings as well, and he was just kind of crawling along. He was about the size of a 20 cent coin, and there was like a really low buzzing noise coming from him, but it was like nothing that we'd seen before. It definitely wasn't a wasp, so we were kind of like confused about it. I was like, what if it bites or something?
Aina, this is one for you, I think.
It's yet another picture of a sawfly. Yeah. And the sawfly is a fearsome-looking creature indeed, because it actually has black and yellow stripes, and it seems to have what looks like the most enormous sting sticking out of its tail end. And obviously, this is going to kill us all stone dead. Now, what happens is that this insect uses this thing at the back. It's an ovipositor. It drills a hole in timber. It lays the egg into the timber and it goes away. And it takes about 2 years for this to hatch out. Meanwhile, the tree has been cut down, made into roof timbers, made into... And you move into your new house, you have your new baby, and you go up one day to the baby in the cot, and there's the baby playing with this fearsome creature. Now, I'm not a bit afraid of it myself, just for my child, you understand. And the child isn't a bit afraid at all. Tried to have a great fun with it, but no, no, no. So anyway, that's what it was. Another one of these.
And now, we have a picture on our website.
We sometimes get them from Scandinavia, and sometimes we get the Irish species, depending on whether the timber came from Scandinavia or not. They're different colour legs if they're from Scandinavia. But anyway, that's what it is. It won't do you any harm. The poor old thing is just flying around looking to drill its ovipositor and lay another egg someplace. Won't sting you, no interest in you, and it has this black and yellow colour as mimicry, this mimicry of fearsome creatures, so the birds won't eat it. So
Anna, I want to ask you, they call it a sawfly.
Yes.
Now,
also a horntail.
I know, yeah,
names.
But the sawfly thing is interesting because it implies that the fellow comes along with these, or she, with her ovipositor, and she saws. She starts sawing into timber. Now, this seems to me a most implausible kind of thing for a little creature like that to do. Surely it sticks the ovipositor into an existing hole and not create a new
Well, it
one.
Does actually lay its eggs in soft woods rather than in hard woods, so it ain't going to be sawn into an oak tree. It's usually found in spruce trees that grow very fast and are quite sappy. So I suppose the rate of growth, particularly in Ireland, of these things, because they grow winter and summer, that they haven't got the same strength, in fact, as the ones that grow slower in Scandinavia, are probably easy enough to saw through on a molecular. The thing is quite fine, like a needle. Anyway, it's called a sawfly, and people seem to think it sawed a hole in it. But I'm sure they don't go for the hardest bit. They probably walk around the tree and see if there's a soft place first, and we can start. You know,
the great spotted woodpecker uses dead trees. He likes the dead tree because it's going to crumble and he's going to
But also he'll have a hollow inside that'll reverberate and give his echo because it's with the drumming that he actually communicates with other
But what about
other
the male?
Creatures.
Does he help out at all? Sawing or doing anything? He hasn't got the...
I know, he hasn't got the wherewithal. He just does the business and goes and leaves it then to
Sounds very
like,
familiar.
Like, you know yourself, come on.
But certainly I remember now many years ago my dad, Lord Reston, was very involved with wood and he used to get all sorts of interesting animals coming in with the wood. Particularly in the past when there wasn't, in the 60s and so on, there wasn't the same controls. I remember sending a really exotic insect to Jim O'Connor in the Natural History Museum that my dad found. And it reminded me of a giant sawfly. It was yellow, it was black, massive grey proboscis. And when my dad cut the piece of wood, again, it was a soft wood, I think it was from South America, that he was just testing to see whether or not it would be useful for the purpose he was looking at. So he cut it, and when he cut it, luckily he didn't damage the insect at all. He just opened the cavity. And you could actually see where the animal had bored in, and then the animal inside seemed actually to be hibernating. But we thought originally the animal was dead, but in fact the animal was alive. So I put it in a box and sent it off to Jim. Can't remember, we got back a lovely big Latin name, but I got no province about it.
And he kept it probably in a drawer in his cabinet.
Probably, but it was the most extraordinary thing. But it had certainly it had made its way through the wood because you could actually see. It was just by chance the way the blade had gone. We got the whole thing in 3D. It was the most extraordinary creature. I'd say it was probably about maybe 5 or 6 centimetres long. So certainly if you had your baby in the pram, you'd be very worried about that.
He's a marvellous bluffer, you know.
Who can?
Ken,
I perish the thought that Ken would in any way be other than absolutely whatever. But anyway, he's adorned like a wasp.
So are hoverflies.
Lots of things do this. This one is very, it's so successful that everyone is terrified when they see one, although it's totally harmless.
We don't actually have hornets in Ireland because, again, so far they're in warmer countries than here. But hornets only look like a big wasp. Even the hornets, which I've seen in France, do not have a huge big ovipositor or sting like the way we see these. Yeah. So it's a case of, reading too many books. This is just unfortunate sawfly horntail. Do you no harm, nothing.
As I said at the top of the programme, it's brown, blue and yellow with a saw-like spike sticking out of its rear. And the answer is...
It's not blue, Derek.
It's what colour is it?
You said it's brown, blue and yellow.
Yeah.
Not blue.
What blue? What colour is it?
I don't know why you said blue. It's brown, black and yellow.
Right.
And it's called a sawfly.
Well, it's brown, black and yellow, as I said at the top of the programme, with a saw-like spike sticking out of its rear. And Aina says it is a...
Sawfly.
Sawfly.